In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Louisa and the bread, the food of the divine will. We are on page 6, bottom of the page, volume 16. 2:10:19:24. One saying, one effect, one simile on my most holy divine will can be like a beneficial dew upon souls, just as the dew is beneficial on the plants after a day of burning sun, or like a pouring rain after long months of drought. So here Jesus is saying to Louisa and to us, one effect, one simile of the Holy Divine Will is a beneficial dew upon souls, as beneficial as the plants receiving this dew after a day of being in the burning sun. He says, or like a pouring rain after long months of drought. What this divine will is all about is to bring us back to healing, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healings. Jesus says to Louisa, basically, the saints, every saint who prayed for healing, and Jesus gave that healing to mankind, those people that were healed 100 years ago are dead. They have died. They were healed temporarily, and then because of the fallen human nature, their bodies have to die. And Jesus says, I want something more for my children than this. I want to go back to what I originally planned, and that is to begin to live a life that is the life of God. It's not to be God, but to be in God's image and likeness, where there will be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more sin, no more death. That's the divine will. That's what God is calling us to begin to live. And remember, when you were reading the calendar in August, Louisa said, my spiritual director stopped reading and he died. She said to Jesus, if he had kept reading, would he still be alive? And Jesus said, yes. The divine will is healing. And as we read this, God is healing us little by little, step by step. And this is why he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life so that the kingdom can be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. And he says, it's like being in a burning sun and all of a sudden you have this dew and you, oh, it's so much better. You know, people who are out in the sun to have water that you can splash on you in the burning sun is so refreshing. And Jesus says, this is what the divine will is all about. It's upon your soul God is doing this. So that the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, the happier you're going to be. The happier you have to be. It's not to read as a novel, but it's to begin to live a life that Jesus has planned from the beginning of time. To begin to live a life that a life of peace, joy, and happiness, a life of heaven. And that's what God he's asking us. And those who are reading understand this. You're happy as you read. Why are you so happy? Well, it's because the kingdom of God is being established in us on earth as it is in heaven. Little by little. I mean, no one possesses it fully next to Louisa, because the first one who will possess this fully next to Louisa will be the Holy Father. And that's why there is the war that's going on against the Holy Father. The devil knows he has the keys to the kingdom. The devil knows that he is the vicar of Christ on earth. And the war is continuing. And our job is to pray with trust, with confidence, and hope in the Lord God Almighty. He says, you cannot understand all the good, all the light, all the strength contained in one word that Jesus speaks to us. You cannot comprehend this. Jesus, the Word, speaks these words. Now think about it. When God spoke, let there be light, fiat lux, all of creation began. Some scientists say it was an explosion of light because out of nothing. That's God speaking, and all of the universe was created with God saying, let there be light. When we think about this, every word that Jesus speaks to us through Louisa, Jesus dictated these words. Louisa put down on paper what he said. Why? As the Word of God, he's teaching us. As the Word of God, he, the Lord God Almighty, is teaching us. You know, what's happening in our society is we've had no real teaching of the catechism. There's been really no teaching. And everybody's grabbing things. Some are saying this is what we have to know. This is what we must know as Catholics. And what Jesus is showing us is, I'm going to show you the way and the how the kingdom's going to come. And when you listen to Archbishop Piccieri, as he says to us in the Dawn of a Mystery, there's no one in the history of the church that explained how the kingdom was going to come on earth as it is in heaven. He says, this is Louisa's job. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, how wonderful it is to hear how God is going to bring this all about. You know, we have every heresy that the church has ever faced over its 2,000 years, attacking us all at once. It's not one heresy at a time through the centuries. In these days, as John Paul II says, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. These days, we're being hit by every heresy all at once. And for most of us, we have never heard about these heresies until now. And Jesus is saying to us, I'm going to get you through this, but I'm going to do it in a way that will astonish you. I'm going to give it to you word by word as the Word of God speaks. As you begin to breathe this in, to hear me with your heart, your mind, your soul. He says, I'm going to show you how to get through the worst of times. And it's the Book of Heaven. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, you fall more in love with Christ. You fall more in love with His church. You really begin to love Jesus more than you've ever thought you could love Jesus. You love the Blessed Mother more than you ever thought you could love the Blessed Mother. You want to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You want to be with Jesus. You have a hunger and for the Lord God Almighty. You have a desire for, as he says, this beneficial do. We want to be in his presence because he refreshes us. He blesses us. He pours into us this divine good, divine light, divine strength in every word that he speaks. We hear him with our heart, our mind, our soul. We begin to fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus. Think about if you were alive 2,000 years ago and you could sit next to Jesus, you know, when he was 29 years old, you could sit next to him and he would speak to you. What would he be talking to you about? Can you imagine the beauty that Jesus was possessed? I mean, to all those that were around him. And then to be with him those 3 years when he proclaimed the kingdom of the redemption. What would he say to you? What would he? We don't have to guess. You sit down with the Book of Heaven and you listen to Jesus. He's talking to you. You're not supposed to just read this and go, well, that was nice. No, Jesus is speaking to you. Listen to him. Respond back to him. And you can say, Lord, I want this beneficial dew. I want to understand all the good, all the light, all the strength contained in each word that you speak. I want to breathe this in. I want this breath of God, this rule of God to breathe in me your image and likeness. I want to become that divine masterpiece that you tell Louisa you are going to bring about in every human being. This is your goal. This is your desire. This is you as God. This is what you want. He says, you cannot understand all the good, the light, the strength contained in one word, but your Jesus knows it. And he knows the one whom it shall serve and the good it shall do. He knows what these words are going to do in, with, and through, and for you. And how good it's going to do for you. You can't be the same when you read the Book of Heaven. You can't. If you are listening to Jesus, if you are seeking the Lord, if you are desiring to hear him, you sit down with a book, you go to your room, close the door, and you pray. You read. You listen to Jesus speak to you. You can't be the same. He will heal you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, little by little, with every word that he speaks. Every word is infinite. You read that same word 100 years from now, it's more beautiful than you ever heard before. Why? It's the Word of God speaking these words. You cannot understand all the good, all the light, all the strength contained in each word that Jesus speaks, but he knows it. He knows who are the ones that are going to read this. He knows the good it will do for those who read this Book of Heaven. Hopefully, it's us. Hopefully, it's us that we're reading. When you look at the Book of Heaven, this is what Jesus is waiting for. When you look at the Book of Heaven and you read, you are happy. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. Jesus is leading you, guiding you, directing you. And that's what Scripture says. Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths and will remind you of everything that I have said. You can spend time with Jesus every day, as much as you want or as little as you want. 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, God will give you. And he's asking us to surrender our human will by using our free will, that we not live in our human misery anymore. And again, what is the human will? It's what you say when you go to confession. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I'm sorry. I don't want to live like this. I am a sinner. I am living in the fallen state. And I'm tired of it. You're tired of it, Jesus. Please, let me enter into the divine will. Please, hear my prayer in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Listen to all mankind plead with you. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth, in me, in all of us, as the saints possess you in heaven. This desire that you have deepens every time you read. You begin to find out that there is nothing on earth that's so important as to enter into this gift. Everything on earth is, as you know, St. Paul talks about, is mere garbage. The treasures on earth are mere garbage compared to the kingdom of God that Jesus wants to reign in us. Now, as Jesus was saying this, Louisa says, As Jesus was saying this, he showed me a table in the midst of the church. And all the writings of the divine will were placed on it. Many venerable people surrounded that table and were transformed into light and divinized. And as they walked, they communicated that divine light to whomever they encountered. And then Jesus added to Louisa, "Louisa, you shall see this great good from heaven. When the church shall receive this celestial food, which shall strengthen the church and make the church rise again to her full triumph." Do you see why there's nothing to worry about? Nothing to worry about. Jesus has given us the means for this triumph that's coming. And it's in your hands if you have the book of heaven. So listen to what he says. There will be a table. This is happening now. In the midst of the church. And the writings of the divine will were placed on it. Many venerable people surrounded the table. And these people were transformed into light and divinized. Do you believe that? Do you believe that these words that Jesus speaks will transform people into light and divinize them? If you haven't read, this seems foolish. How can a book do this? Well, it's not a book. It's the words of Jesus. Jesus, the Word of God. And he promises us this. This is what's happening today. Many people in the Vatican, many venerable people are reading this. In 2015, we heard one cardinal say to the Archbishop of Trani, "We want these writings for the whole world. We want them in every language for the whole world. We want these writings for everyone." And the cardinal said to the archbishop, basically, "This is your job. Get this done." And the archbishop dies. A new archbishop is there. He has a degree in mystical theology. This isn't by chance. It's the plan of God. We pray for the postulator. We pray for the archbishop every single day. Why? It's in their hands. Remember when Luisa's writings were in Messina? And this was after Father Annibale died. St. Honorable de Francia died. And Luisa was very concerned. "I got to have these writings back." What had happened was, a year after he died, the writings were returned. What Father Annibale said to his community is, "This is the most important thing on earth. I want you to publish these books." And they didn't. And Jesus said, "Do you know what it means to hold back a divine will? Do you know what that means?" They were going to be responsible for not giving this gift to the world. In 1996, the writings of Louisa, all of them were released. They were released from the secret archives of the Vatican, given to the Archbishop of Trani. That was at that time Archbishop Cassati. He was my spiritual director's classmate and best friend. I didn't realize this until after my spiritual director had died. And I remember talking to Archbishop Cassati, and I said, "You're an MSC, Missionary of the Sacré-Cœur." I said, "Did you know Francesco Cervasi?" And he goes, "Oh, Francesco, I miss him." They were, and Francesco would always talk about his best friend, a bishop in the Vatican. And I didn't realize that where Archbishop Cassati worked was in the Sacred Congregation of the Saints. And when he became the Bishop of Trani, the Archbishop of Trani, he immediately started to the process for the canonization of Luisa Picaretta. And in 1994, he opened the cause with permission of John Paul II and Cardinal Ratzinger. The cause began. And then he retired, and Archbishop Piceri came in and closed the cause in 2005. And October 29th, 2005. And what happened at that point was they said to the Vatican, "We believe Luisa should be canonized." And so 10 years later, when the cardinal shows up for the get-together, he says, "We want these writings translated." Why? Why do they want them translated? They know what's coming. This is why the book, the Dawn, was it the Son of the Divine Will, Luisa Picaretta, was written by the Vatican. It's this. They said this is the first book written about a person who is not beatified and not canonized at this time. And what is the title of the book? The Son, S-U-N, of the Divine Will is Luisa Picaretta. They've read these volumes. These are very venerable people who are so in love with the Church, so in love with this gift of the Divine Will, that they know very clearly the only thing that's going to get them out of their misery, if you want to say, the destruction that's happening, you know, by some people say that's in the Vatican happening right now, is the Book of Heaven, is this great gift of the Divine Will. It's the Son. It's a new day. It's going to transform people into light and divinize them. That's what God wants to do with us, you know. He wants to transform us into light. What does that mean? What did God say? What was his first words, if you want to say, "Fiat lux, let there be light"? Let there be light. Transform us into light and divinize us. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Then he says, "You are the light of the world." Do you see what's coming? It's what God has planned from the beginning. Transforming us into light and divinizing us. That doesn't mean we become God. We are going to be in God's image and likeness. That's what God's waiting for. He's been waiting for this for 6,000 years. And who has he chosen? St. Francis? No. St. Clair? No. St. Thomas Aquinas? No. Who's he chosen to live at this time to give Luisa to? It's us. And we are nothing. We're nowhere close to what a saint was. What did a saint have to go through? Great, great mortification, great sufferings, great penances. They loved God so much they would go to a cave. They would sit on a pole. they just to get closer and closer to God. They knew that their human fallen nature was very weak. So they were very severe on themselves. St. Francis, like we said before, you know, they checked his bones and he died of malnutrition. What Jesus is saying to us is, I've got plans for you. I saved the best for last. And he says that I've chosen you, I predestined you to live at this time, to know Louisa Picaretta, and to read the Book of Heaven. Why? Because I'm going to transform you into light. I, the Lord God Almighty, am going to divinize you. And all that I ask of you is your fiat. Now think about the second fiat with Our Lady. The angel said, you have become the mother of God. She says, how can this be? I want to please God in all things, but I don't know man. And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. She said, yes, fiat. And God did 100% of the work. It's the same thing today. Jesus is teaching Louisa in the Our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You know, thinking just differently. May your kingdom come in me, this dust, this earth. Remember, man, that you are dust, and dust you shall return. This dust, this earth, come into me. May your kingdom reign in me on earth, this dust, as the saints possess you in heaven. To begin to breathe in this divine I love you. Every word that Jesus speaks is a divine I love you. He is the Word of God. And he spoke these words to Louisa, dictated these words to Louisa, and Louisa put them down on paper. Not only for herself to begin to live this abundant life, but to begin to live a life, the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Just think of when you're in church, or think of when you're in your home. He showed me a table in the midst of the church, and all the writings of the divine will were placed on it. Where is your table in your house? Where's the table in your home with the divine will writings placed on it? Do they have a place of honor? Do we understand what this Book of Heaven means? Do we have any understanding? Jesus gives us a hint. Are you one of the many venerable people? What does that mean? You venerate. You're venerable. Many venerable people. You know, Jesus said to Louisa, when you kiss the cross, I will actually embrace this kiss as if you're actually kissing me. When we kiss the cross, when we kiss Jesus' hands and his side and his feet and his head, you know, the sacred wounds of Jesus, he says, I will accept it as you're actually kissing me. It's, you're not kissing an idol. Jesus says, I want to remind you of what I did for you. I said to the children once, you know how much God loves us, and pointed to the cross, and he loves us this much. His hands are wide open for us. That's how much he loves us. When you kiss the baby Jesus at Christmas or throughout the year, Jesus says, I accept it as you actually are kissing me. Do you believe that? When the priest kisses the altar, venerates the altar, why does he do that? It represents Christ. You think of all that's happening. When the priest blesses you at the end of Mass, it's Jesus' blessing through the priest. We're being blessed by Jesus in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's not, you just don't wave your hand around yourself. You're saying, I want to be blessed by you, Heavenly Father. I want to be blessed by you, Lord Jesus. I want to be blessed by you, Holy Spirit. Bless me. Bless my family. Bless the world. Bless all mankind. Are you the venerable? Are you a venerable person? I remember once when somebody threw the book of, we were doing volume 13, and they threw the book on the floor, and I went, what are you doing? These are the words of Jesus. You should venerate this. Many venerable people surrounded that table, the table in the midst of the church with all the writings of the divine will on it. Where is that in your home? Do you believe what Jesus is saying? Do you want to be part of this? Do you understand what Jesus is doing? He's inviting you to participate in this. It's not for, you know, the venerable people only in the Vatican, in the midst of his church. You are part of his church. Do you venerate these writings? Do you understand what they are? What does Jesus say? The people who venerate this table with the divine will writings on it were transformed into light and divinized. Do you see what God has planned for you? Don't limit God. Don't say, well, that's not me. God says, that's right, it's not you. You've already said no to it. Don't curse yourself. Say what Our Lady said, let it be done to me as you say. Learn from the Blessed Mother. I want to please God in all things. Let it be done as you say. That's what the Lord is waiting for. He doesn't want you to be so negative that you can't accept what he wants to give you. It's to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Lord, you want this? Let it be done as you say. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm happy you want to do this. I surrender myself completely to you. I want to be docile and submissive to your will. Let your will reign. Whatever you want, Jesus, I want. You tell me every single day when I read these promises, these truths, I want it as well. I want what you want. I want to become a venerable person, venerating these writings, recognizing what these writings are about. I want to be transformed into light. Why? Because you want me to. I want to be divinized. Why? Because you want me to. I'm nothing. You are everything. And I want to participate in what you, Lord God Almighty, want. Let it be done as you, Lord God, want. Jesus is waiting for our response. When you read this, it's not just something to know, it's something to live and possess. Do you want to be one of those venerable people? Jesus wants you to be. Do you understand what these writings are about? Jesus wants you to understand what they're about. Do you want to be transformed into light? Jesus wants to transform you into light. Do you want to be divinized? Jesus wants you to be divinized. These writings are not for your family, because your family doesn't want it. These writings are not for your friends, because your friends don't want it. These writings aren't for your neighbors. Your neighbors don't want it. Jesus says these writings have to be known. By whom? By you and me, the ones who have the writings of Luisa Picaretta, the ones who have been given by Jesus Christ himself, the Book of Heaven. Do we understand what this is about? Do we want to go to our room and close the door and pray, read every day? Do we want to do that? What God has planned is mind-boggling. What God has planned, This is why the saints wanted to live in these times, these end times, as Pope John Paul II says. He says, why do I call this the end times? He says, because St. Paul 2,000 years ago said these are the end times. And if it's 2,000 years later, we are closer to the end times, living in the end times, more so than Paul did 2,000 years ago. The saints wanted to live at this time because they knew God was going to do something glorious. They knew it. God wasn't going to have the evil one win. No. What's coming is the new era. The new beginning that's coming. How magnificent is this that God has asked us to live at this time? How magnificent is this? So what he says is, the table in the midst of the church, which should be in your home, with all the writings of the divine will placed on it. Venerable people, many venerable people. Are you one of the venerable people who venerate these writings? Understand what these writings are about. You surround that table. What does that mean? You're there every day, reading every day. You will be transformed into light and divinized. Pray about that at Holy Mass. Jesus, this is what you want, especially after receiving Holy Communion. Lord Jesus, this is what you want. You want me to be transformed into light and divinized. I don't know what that means, but I want it. Why? Because you, Lord Jesus, want it. I thank you and I praise you and I love you and I glorify you. I adore you and I worship you because you want to give me that which Adam lost. Through whom? Through little Louisa. And then the next line is very interesting. As they walked, they communicated that divine light to whomever they encountered. As they walked, they're not speaking. You have to understand this light. As you walk in this light, those that see the light will be also transformed into that light. What does this mean? I've mentioned always that when you read the divine will, there's a different light that comes from you that the angels see, that the demons see. And the demons are terrified of that light. They run away from that light. Why? Because it's the light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. It's like when you drive at night and you see a car coming down the road with those, sharp, bright blue lights. What is this? The demons are terrified of Our Lady. They're terrified of our Lord. The evil one thought that he destroyed this light when Adam and Eve, that light that they were given, was gone. 4,000 years go by, and then that light is on the earth again, Jesus and Mary. But it's more beautiful than the light that Adam had. And Jesus defeated the evil one on the cross. Mary co-redeemed with Christ at the foot of the cross. And now, 2,000 years later, that light is on the earth again. That harmony, that music is on the earth again. It's those that are reading the Book of Heaven and putting it into practice. They're studying it. They're surrounding the church. I mean, that's exactly what's saying. They surround that table in the church, in the midst of the church, in your home. When you go to your prayer meeting, it's light, divine light. I told that story once before that when we had this prayer meeting in Syracuse, and I said, so much light is being emanated from this place. This is probably the brightest, the most spectacular light on the face of the earth. And I said, there's probably, it was like probably this is the greatest fire of light, I said, that Syracuse has ever had. That night, the candle factory burnt down. And it said in the paper the next day, the biggest fire ever in Syracuse. And I said, isn't the evil one a riot? He couldn't take it. So a building went down filled with wax. The biggest fire ever in Syracuse, they said. See, it's the truth. The divine will is the light. This is why the Vatican came out with the sun. S-U-N of the divine will is Luisa Picaretta. Great things are coming. Magnificent things are coming. And as you receive this light, transformed into light and divinized, as you walk, you will communicate that light to whomever you encounter. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. This is why you are alive today. To possess this, to give it to them. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Jesus says you have to do this for them. Why? Their human will is so strong they can't live without their human will. They don't know how. Would you do it for them? Would you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites? But stand in the breach for all mankind, past, present, and future. Do you want to communicate this light to those around you? You don't have to say a word. Jesus is gazing in your gazing. Jesus is listening in your listening. Jesus is speaking in your speaking. Jesus is walking in your walking. The home where this book of heaven is, on that table, that where that book of heaven is in your home that you venerate, your family changes. Why? Jesus is there. Mary's there. You're not there anymore. The screaming lunatic isn't there anymore. It's peaceful, joyful, and happy. It's heaven. This is what Jesus wants to transform you into. That light of heaven, divinized as the saints in heaven possess God. And everyone that you come in contact with, you'll be able to give this light to. Then Jesus added, you, Luisa, shall see this great good from heaven. So he says to Luisa, don't worry about it. You're not going to see it now. Nothing to worry about. In heaven, you're going to see what I, the Lord God Almighty, is going to do through you for all mankind. And then he says this, when the church shall receive the celestial food, this first bread, the bread of the divine will, it shall strengthen the Holy Church and make the Holy Church rise again to her full triumph. You see what God's got planned. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. Everyone's going to be Catholic. Read the last volume of, the last chapter of volume 24. The Jews will be converted, and then the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants will be converted. Look at what Jesus is doing. He's using you. He's using me. We are nothing. We are nothing. God is everything. And he's proving to the world that he, the Lord God Almighty, is doing this as he promised. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Through whom? Through the nothings of the earth. God is going to use us who are nothing to bring about his kingdom. To prove to the world that we didn't do a thing. He, the Lord God Almighty, has done it. Be what Father Bucci tells us to be. Be little, insignificant, and hidden. Your whole goal is to venerate this book of heaven, to understand what this book of heaven is all about. It's going to transform you into light. It's going to demonize you. This is what God has planned. This is what God wants. And the Lord God Almighty is going to have his way. He says this is a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, sanctification is a divine decree. And he saved the best for last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.